When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to our show.
Oh, I loved that you just waited.
Yeah. Let it rock a little bit, right? Hit it right on the beat and then kind of stumble right out of the gates. But either way, welcome to our podcast. Here's the scenario. I am one of your hosts, Mike Cannon, with me as always,
Brendan Saglo, as well as
Mike Feeney.
With a very furrowed brow.
No, I was posting, promoting the show on all social media channels. I didn't know that we were moving at your guys' pace.
But, we were openly talking about the start of the podcast for about 4.5 minutes.
We may have said it 25 times, yeah, for
and
sure.
But that's why I was hurrying up and finished on time.
Hey,
it's almost as if it didn't even need to be brought up.
It did, because your energy met us. It wasn't you necessarily. Your consciousness is here now, but your energy was saying something else right before.
It was saying, please wait while I finish this post.
I think we just all have to agree that everything will be brought up at any time, always.
That's right. That's right. To the detriment of the show.
Yeah. What is the show?
The show is a hypothetical-based podcast. We do what-if scenarios, would-you-rathers, F, marry, kills, all the types of questions that you, the listeners, the fans, submit. Go to Here's a Scenario Pod on Instagram. Actually, just go to heresascenario.com. That has the links to everything, all of our social media. Submit your questions there. Everybody, you know, there's some people like, check the YouTube. And it's like, I try my very, very best never to look at the YouTube ever because the majority of you are mentally ill, poisonous people. So I want nothing to do with looking at questions on YouTube. If that answers your question, I hope it does. Please DM us. That's where we filter in the majority of the positivity.
For sure. Yeah. YouTube's got some bad apples. And
it's too easy to submit a question. That's why. It's because it's like, of course, it's the easiest. And that is the least bit of effort for you. But that's also why you're so free to say the worst things.
Yeah. It's like when Simba went to the elephant graveyard.
No.
Why?
What do you mean?
Man, I don't know.
I know you wanted to make that reference and you wanted to talk about it, and I'm here for it because I love The Lion King and I love that moment.
In Broadway like a week ago, and now it's all I can think about.
So you're just searching.
Yeah.
Your arm's bleeding pretty bad, huh?
No, it's just healing pretty bad is the problem.
Well, I do see blood active on it.
No, that's cool that it's healing by blood.
That's not blood?
Blood heals. Blood's supposed to heal. It has healing factors. That's why we have blood, gentlemen.
But pick your arm up. This, put it on, that right there, that open wound.
This don't look good.
Is not blood?
No, it doesn't look good. And also, I know
Britain has a tattoo infection rate of about 78%.
Unbelievable.
It's worse than COVID at a tight.
I don't pick at it.
You don't do anything.
But you also don't moisturize it enough.
Yes, I do.
One thing I've noticed about you. And you're often wearing long sleeves.
You said that while scratching.
I also have fucking lice.
You wear a lot of long sleeves over fresh tattoos, and you peel them like a fast band-aid. And that's where all the scabs just are left on your sleeve.
I don't peel them. I do not peel the tattoos. However,
your open gash would say otherwise.
No, I take care of them fine. And I put A&D ointment on it. It's not me. It's the tattooist, the tattoo artist. He went a little deep on some of the places and now it's fucking taking more time to heal. But look at the majority of it.
I guess that's the case with all of the people who have ever done their tattoos.
No, that only happened with the dog and the star.
And the car.
Never happened with the car.
The car is the most scabbed and peeled.
What are you
of your
talking
tattoos.
About?
I have a better look of it than you do.
That's not true. I look at it all the time. I stare at it in the mirror while I'm going, fat, fat.
It's just, you reach across, and you're like, cool car at least.
Yeah, exactly. That healed perfectly.
He's just sadly going, meep, meep, as he fucking...
All aboard.
Either way, that's what. That's not the show. Infighting, boom, stars.
That is the show.
That is the show.
Oh, my God,
but
you forgot to hit
the one of the worst. One of the worst.
Minutes. Oh, it's 5 minutes.
That was not 5 minutes.
Yeah.
One of the worst at what?
At hosting this show.
No, you're a good host.
I'm top three. I'm bottom
top three.
All right, let's get into the questions. Trumbull on Instagram. Again, heresascenario.com. Here's a scenario pod on Instagram. DM us any of your questions. We need to give you an extra step just so it's a little difficult. Here's the shell scenario. That's what he says. The live action Ninja Turtles. We already asked
We already
this.
Did that.
Aquí está el escenario. You can no longer just walk somewhere. From now on, it has to be unicycle, razor scooter, or rollerblades.
Razor scooter.
Yeah, I think I'm going scooter because it's an easier dismount than having to like sit on the ground and try to take off rollerblades.
Also, your ankles.
Your ankles. And also, it's easier on the... You can do little tail whips with it. It could also really hurt somebody if you hit them with the metal part of it. And it also folds up and you're able to walk around with it. Then
and
two
it looks
9-pound
cool.
rollerblades.
It doesn't. And that's why I wouldn't do it. Like, the scooter seems like the most reasonable thing because it's kind of the easiest to guide. And yes, it's compact. You put it away and all that stuff. But you are a fucking doofus just paddling down 6th Avenue. Like,
not if you're like jumping and shit. I would be jumping.
Oh, you're going to be doing
ollies?
You're going to be doing
that's
airborne?
The easiest thing you can do on a scooter is fucking, you just jump up and you pull it up. It's the easiest.
Okay.
It's not like you have to fucking move your foot.
300 patrons on Patreon and Brendan goes onto a skate park with a razor scooter. Does tricks.
I mean, we're going to need enough on the Patreon that I could pay medical bills and I will do it.
Yeah, that's enough.
And maybe therapy, because it's not...
You just don't feel like paying for it anymore?
Yeah.
What was the first option besides rollerblade?
Unicycle.
Unicycle.
That's out immediately.
Which Mario, my father-in-law, knows how to ride a unicycle like really well. It's the most ridiculous thing because he's this real like sturdy footed dude, right? Like always just doing dude ass shit. No vulnerabilities, nothing like that. Like real... man. And then he just like gets on this single wheel and is just kind of balancing himself around. He looks like a sideshow. It's
he's
fucking
doing
hilarious.
Disc spinning while welding something.
The unicycle is definitely the worst option of the three.
Unicycle
and rollerblading sucks. you just look like a tool. Just you going like, and you had your shirt tied around your waist and you're fucking
See, I don't
gliding.
Know, dude. That I've seen some people that are like sailing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's awesome.
And then they die right after when they get doored.
Yeah, but and you
the same as a scooter. I mean,
scooter you don't get doored on that.
Of
You're
course,
never going that fast on a scooter.
You can.
Downhill in the city, of course you can. I would 100% rollerblade, and it wouldn't be like I wouldn't have those giant four wheels like I was speed skating with tights on and just, you know, the air cut helmet and all that shit. I would just have like almost hockey skates. Because then I wouldn't aggressive rollerblade like I did as a child because, first of all, my ankles would snap directly off.
Yeah.
But also, I know.
You could be the new Bill Dawes.
What?
You could be the new Bill Dawes.
The comedian?
Yeah.
He does that?
He rollerblades?
It's like the thing he's known for. He rollerblades to every spot, always, forever.
Oh, just regular rollerblade. I thought you meant he was like at skate parks doing
No. He just rollerblades to comedy. I remember he used to come up the elevator of a club and he would like get out like on the wheel, like he hasn't taken them off yet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. The problem is you're going to find yourself in situations where you have to like walk down a cobblestone street and you're like,
especially just being in New York City.
Then I'm just the new Heather Graham and Boogie Nights, baby. I go up there and I just
own it.
I just start doing stand up while doing
roller skates.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Roller skates.
Yeah.
It would be hilarious trying to stand on stage. Like if you have to wear them all the time, standing on stage trying to do stand up, you're like, you know, you're like going back and forth and
you pick that
hear
stupid,
the clicking.
Stupid break on one side that just makes you spin in circles.
You accidentally slip and just kick somebody in the front row with your 11-foot roller
blade. My God, it's huge. And they're so heavy on your
feet.
They're
so heavy.
Well, this is broken. I'm no longer podcasting. So I guess
it's broken?
Yeah, this is totally broken.
Oh my God. This place is falling apart, huh?
All right.
That sucks.
Next question.
Vibe change. Is there a vibe change?
Total vibe change, bro.
Total vibe change.
I no longer feel at ease in the show.
Now it feels like a conversation.
Well, maybe I'll be funnier. Trumbull, a Saudi royal has bought the laugh button, and here's the scenario. You three have signed generous multi-year contracts to continue the show. There is one stipulation. Two of you must hold hands for the duration of each episode, or two of you must tongue kiss for 30 seconds at the end of each episode.
I mean,
do you honor your contracts, or do you welch and risk getting kashakied?
I'll hold both of your hands right now. I have no...
Yeah.
Not even in the same arena as kissing.
Can we get that as a drop, please? Just so whenever we're fighting and it feels real, you can just go, I'll hold both your hands right now.
Yeah, dude. Get in here.
I'll take it.
I wouldn't want to kiss either of you.
I'm just not afraid of...
Oh, well, you pulled back immediately. You definitely have some...
Brendan has real intimacy issues.
He really does.
With touching especially, but...
Yeah.
For me, I would feel bad for both of you or either of you, whoever had to hold my hand, because my hand is a puddle.
Yeah.
It's a true slip and slide. So eventually, just you guys are going to prune up, but...
I'll wear a waterproof glove when I hold yours.
Neither of you really have kissable lips in my eyes.
What?
I have big lips.
You know who's got real kissable lips, and I think we talked about this, but Bobby.
Yeah.
Once we were Bobby has the lips, giant I was like, I could see.
No, and he really.
Brendan has no lips.
He really licks them up. Yeah, Brendan has real white lady
lips. These will catch you by surprise.
I told you one time.
Yeah, but you hide them with the curtains.
So do you.
What?
So do you.
Oh, but that's surprising.
You have it. Yours is hiding in a hole of hair.
Yeah.
My mouth is its own glory hole.
Did I tell you one time I did a show at the Standing Room in Long Island City?
You did.
Thank you, bragging.
Wow.
And
no longer in a hurry.
Realizing now that Mike isn't going to be able to hear the under the breath things into the microphone.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Have a great...
Oh, that's awesome.
That's something to know going forward.
Here's the thing. I'm willing now that I'm not tethered by headphones to jump over the table.
And I was doing this joke.
What'd you say? Now I have
tune in and find
rabbit ears.
I was trying to do a joke about how I think there are probably gay people in the world that are annoyed by gay voice. And it was the early stages of that joke. And I'm just like saying gay a bunch. And as I'm standing
just
outside,
an excuse to do the voice. Don't you think they would hate this voice?
Kind of.
Hi, everybody.
Come on. Like, doesn't this just annoy at least one gay person?
I think at this point, I was so afraid to even try that, but I was trying to, like, I was trying
what
to.
What are you afraid
this.
Of?
This was a long time ago, you know?
Oh. This is when he still had a shot.
Oh.
Yeah. So I do that.
I'm going to do that bit. I think I can make it work.
We're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem.
He's going to start bleeding on you.
Nicole, I'm going to need that hand drop right now. Anyway, so I'm standing outside and I'm like smoking. And this guy comes up to me and he goes, he said something. He was gay, obviously. So I'm going to do the voice. But he goes, fuck you, you thin-lipped fat guy. And that's when I went, oh, I have thin lips. That's when I realized, I went, oh, I have thin lips, huh?
That's funny.
See, that's great. That's what that should be. It's like, he shouldn't ruin you, but he should be able to call you a thin-lipped fat guy.
Yeah, say something about you could never change.
Yeah, I almost fought
him, to be honest.
You almost fought him?
Yeah, I was in a bad place.
Yeah, he called him the F-word.
I didn't call
you
him
did.
The F-word. No, I did not. It had nothing to do with that.
You texted me that.
But I said, if you say one more thing, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Wow.
And I was like, go for it. Say something. And he didn't. I like really was a bully, you know, and I feel terrible.
So you made fun of the gay community.
That's
he
cool.
stood up for his community.
Yep.
And then you threatened violence upon him if
That's
he
right.
spoke
That's
out
right.
again for in honor of his people.
He threatened you with a good or he didn't even. He just
really
spoke out
line.
Like, yeah, good line.
Good line. I respect him.
Comedically, you
I respect
should feel like you lost.
Yeah, I do. I do. Just in general.
But yeah, I think all of us would easily hold hands. I'd kiss either of you for 30 seconds every single episode for
what?
A lucrative Saudi Arabian based contract. Yeah, where
but
we're
the other
like
option is
100K an episode.
Hand.
Yeah, I would also want a tiger.
Yeah, no, I'd hold hands, but if we were forced, I would also kiss either of you.
I don't know, man.
How much we talking here?
Brendan, you can't have people touch you. No one's going to be able to tongue you for 30 seconds.
Well, maybe if we tongued, I would get closer.
There's no shot.
And I would go. Yeah.
Brendan almost threw his phone on the train tracks when I came up to him today.
Not when you came up to me today.
I said hi.
I went, oh, ugly.
He was looking at a picture of himself.
Me looking at a picture of myself. Being,
what have I
oh,
done?
Ugly. So
if funny. Anybody.
If anybody, then.
All right, next question. Sorry, and I was just reading through them. If I seem disengaged, it's because I totally was. I'm trying to trying to steer the ship. Did we do this? Mathoni, either all women have camel toes or never wear bras. Yes. We did do that.
We got to like them. Remember to like them.
Okay. Yeah, I like them.
Liked. You got so here's the scenario. We may have done this as well then. You guys go out, a thousand patrons reach, nice dinner. Drinks. Who goes for the check first? Who is most likely to grab a check at a meal?
Well, I think if that was the thing for the Patreon would be paying for that. Yeah. So that wouldn't be an issue. But if you're saying in general,
who's spotting it? The check.
It's not who's spotting it.
No, but take that. There was two separate questions, right? Yeah. So there was the who. That was just all of us. But then he said, in general, who would pick up a check of the three of us? I'll tell you who it won't be.
I think we all can agree that it won't be me, but that's something I would want to do. And I'm growing. I'm trying to be a better person to my friends and my family.
Okay.
So I would get the check, maybe.
In the future.
But I also understand.
It's something you're considering. That's cool, man.
I'm working towards doing
that's,
that.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Kidding. Come on. Come on, eat.
That'll be me. Eat. Come on, eat. By the way, can you spot me some money?
Yeah. I sent you a Venmo request. You didn't get it?
When?
I'm kidding.
Oh, sorry.
I was still in character. In character.
His character is a guy who pays for things.
Yeah. Good friend.
Yeah. he's a great actor, this one.
I paid for shit.
Yeah, I think I would probably I'd say it's a fair split.
Yeah,
for the majority, I think either of us cover all of it. Usually,
all of it is it comes out in the wash, right?
It does come out in the wash.
Oh, for sure, you. Yeah. No, you win. You win, and you're lucky to have us.
What the I will fuck say are we talking the about amount of
I'm excited for you to make money.
Yeah. The amount of
which
meals,
I am now.
I know
the amount.
That's
of,
why it's weird that it hasn't caught up.
The amount of meals that I would
have a great birthday
covered
Christmas
covered over the course of our friendship will never be able to outweigh the amount of weed that Mike has given us in blunt form. Purely, talk about winning. Yeah. Purely on the fact that Mike cannot and simply will not smoke alone. So he would.
So it's like he's less generous spend, than it is me forcing my addiction on others.
Yeah.
It's and a also win-win dangling, dangling that. The amount of times Brendan's like, I'm exhausted. I'm staying in tonight. And Mike's like, I have an 11:45 spot and afterwards we can smoke a blunt in the rain. Brendan's like, on the train.
He leaves the warm embrace of his girlfriend.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Just mushes her face.
Like, honey, I have to get high briefly.
Yeah. I have to go to work.
By the time I'm back, I'll be sober again. Yeah.
That's like who I was when I was living in Forest Hills with my ex. I was like, I have to go work. And it was like meeting you at 11 to smoke a blunt.
Damn right. It is work. Think that about all the invaluable things I've taught you over the years.
Just, by watching you live, I learned what
you not. Live. You learn. You learn. You learn. Like,
okay, this is the most recent one. So, Mathoni, next question. Here's the scenario. What?
I got a bad news situation here.
What?
Do you have to shit?
I'm gonna have to go to the bath. If I'm fighting it, I might be able to get through one more question, but it's coming. And I'm thinking maybe we could use this time. Nicole could fix the headset. You can get back in on the conversation. It's going
to
be
bad. I'm actually having fun out here, to be honest. It's like I found a good spot on the beach and you guys are in the water enjoying yourself as well.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yep.
Sorry.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back. Feeney's a bit lighter, still experiencing a lot of abdominal pain and stress because he just took a dookie in the other room.
Yeah. I can't smell it, though, so good for you.
Yeah, I'm a considerate flusher.
What does that mean?
Like, if it's going to be bad, you have to flush pre-wipe.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You don't just let it smolder.
No.
Smolder.
But even that, like, dude, it's gotten to the point with me where I have to, like, section off my shits. Like, I have to have a first quarter, second quarter, halftime, third, fourth. Like, I have to. Otherwise, it'll all, I mean, especially with New York piping, it's just,
yeah,
it could destroy the city.
Mm, yeah. What's the halftime show?
Blood.
Blood, yeah. A ring full of blood.
A t-shirt
and
cannon
once
of blood.
Again, the rain full of blood.
People are like, All right, so let's get back to the questions. Muthoni, do you ever think about... Oh, this is a question that just is begging for Feeney and I to get a divorce. Do you ever think about past girls you slept with naked? Is the best sex you have ever had in your life with your current partner?
Well... Go for it.
You're in a relationship. You're in love.
Oh, then yes.
The answer to the second one, yes.
Yeah.
The answer to the
yeah.
second
that's
one.
Why, yes. Always. That's yeah. why you're, that's like, that helps.
But isn't that funny? Like, girl, sometimes women, you know, and I think the same actually can go for guys because I've had like pretty great sexual experiences, but with somebody that I couldn't possibly sustain them with.
Sure.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, well, that was crazy. Now get me away from that human being.
Yeah.
Because that is a recipe for, you know, some sort of court case. But
yeah.
But in terms of sustainability and best, yeah, that's like, that's what it is. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I've had experiences with women that I didn't have chemistry with and I had no sexual chemistry with, which is the fucking worst.
Yeah. When you're poorly slow dancing with each other, but naked inside of her.
Sweat dancing.
You're stepping on each other's feet, just being like, sorry, sorry. You're yeah. in her.
100%. Same amount of sorries for Brendan.
Yeah, I'm always apologizing.
Oh, there's usually one for me. And
apologizing.
A minute and a half in.
So sorry.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. We're both upset.
There's a lot of like, wait. There's like shit like that. Like, wait.
Pinch the bass. Pinch the bass. I heard this works.
Yeah, or like, I'm now going to just kiss you and not move. That much.
Did I tell you about that one girl that I slept with? And it was years in the making. It was like this whole thing. She was like my senior buddy. I think I've mentioned this before. Uh-huh. But I picked her up from a bar and she asked me for a ride. Like I didn't plan to sleep with her or anything like that. And I'm driving my dad's like stick shift Ford Ranger. It's like a long throw 5-speed, right? With the clutch up near your fucking shoulder. So I'm like doing this thing and operating this like backhoe.
Tractor?
Yeah, to pick this chick up and give her a ride home because I was a good guy. And I picked her up and she just started blowing me right away. Like,
whoa.
And as I'm like trying to shift the fucking car and I'm like, all right, like this is whatever. This is crazy. And then she's like, pull over somewhere. And I pulled over and she like, you know, I wrapped up.
Smart.
Pretty cool. Pretty
very cool. Especially at that age.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
And she hopped right on and we start and I like come almost like pretty quick, like very. I mean, she was blowing me for a solid 15 minutes while I was
the whole
driving
thing is hot. Even if she didn't
place.
Blow you, you'd probably come real quick.
But she was like, no, don't, I'm gonna, and like went down to like grab the bass to stop everything. And I was just like, too late, it's out.
Oh,
like
my God.
The cat's out, it's fucking over.
What a
I'm
pro
sorry,
that chick
and
was.
You ruined
yeah,
my
that,
experience.
That would actually concern me.
Yeah, I'd be like, how did you know to do that?
And she's like, yeah, put your thumb on your vas deferens. And-
yeah. Believe me, this has worked 100 times before.
Yeah,
damn, dude.
But too late, I beat her.
Hot story,
was it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
that's cool.
Blowing you. You go into a cul-de-sac or some shit. Fucker. That's cool.
Yeah, it was a corporate parking lot.
That's, yeah. I've had a lot of like sexual experiences and like where it's like all industry or whatever.
Yeah.
Where
you
the
have
fuck
to.
Are we?
Dude, I used to have a space. I forget what it was called, but it was like, it was just where they like trucks came in and out to load. Like, but for the most part late at night, it was completely
inactive.
Somebody
was coming out to load.
And I mean, hundreds of just like foxtail condoms I've thrown out of the window of my 98 Malibu onto the fucking blacktop of that place. I just imagine like truck drivers being like, and another one, like the next day, just being like, Jesus Christ, just hot loads.
Yeah, they're all slipping on
it. Half Spanish, and then I remember like, that I gave no context for why they were Spanish, but they all were Spanish. It was like a going
Mexican
up land.
It was a Mexican accent, and then you try to went into like almost a southern one. You're like,
yeah, I fucked
and
up.
Another one.
They were Texas Hispanics.
Yeah. Awesome. Tex-Mex.
What was the first part of that question?
Do you ever think about past girls you slept with naked?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't protect my thoughts. Of course. Of course.
It's not my fault. I don't have control of that.
Do I have do I masturbate to those?
Sure.
Is that the thing?
Let's, yeah.
What?
Why would you add that question? Just to further
just to
indict
fuck everybody.
Yourself?
Hey. No, I don't. I don't do that.
You don't?
Smart. Go ahead. That's move cool. on before Brendan's yeah. like, do I secretly text them every once in a while?
Just to remind myself of what it felt like to be
yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, but I mean, the only time that that's even like part of it or maybe part of it is when you're in the shower. Because otherwise,
that's what I was
because I'm such a porn guy at
me
this
too.
Point where I'm just full. What
shower?
Sometimes you gotta.
I never.
Pop
I mean,
one off
dude, I was
shower.
In my in-laws' fucking home for
yeah,
over.
But why, what did the shower? How did you go like shower plus ex-girlfriends?
Because well, you use your imagination. You don't. I mean, unless
what,
you have
a plasma
flat screen
you have
in
a
your shower. Oh.
You guys aren't doing as well.
That's where all that Patreon.
That's
money
cool. Erica makes that much money.
We've had more than 200 patrons for a long time. I had the heart to tell you guys.
The fuck was I just about to say?
But no, that's not where you run the Rolodex or at least imagination games or trying to picture like a celebrity naked. Like that's the only time where I fantasize about anything.
Sometimes I'll do that because I'm trying to weed myself off of porn. I'm like, let me get in my fucking head for a little bit.
Yeah, I did that for a little bit. Stretch my toes. Not just completely give it away.
And you think about people you want to fuck. You think about people you did fuck.
Right.
You think about, and I think that's it.
That almost went Italian.
That
I saw
like
you backed against the wall.
It was going somewhere. It was going to somewhere. But yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
You don't want to add to that? Okay. Mathoni again.
I think Brendan covered more than enough.
Here's a scenario. One of your friends says the N-word on a pod 5 minutes in. Funny or not, what do you say?
Just go watch my reaction at Skankfest.
It's not what you say, it's what you do. And what you do is you pull the chair from underneath.
That's right. That's how Feeney just like, he white knighted himself forever.
Solidified.
Forever. Himself. He's going to be on Vulture's Top Gaze.
A woke soldier.
Yeah. A woke soldier?
Yeah.
Captain America woke soldier.
Feeney's going to be doing an interview like, I would have done more, but I didn't want to, you know.
Incite a panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Point
you were,
of
well,
privilege.
You were in a point of privilege. You were in a place where you were backed against the wall. You were the only righteous one, so you couldn't. Mm-hmm. You couldn't
I had to
truly.
Put Brendan's back on the ground.
That's right.
Nice.
That's
nice, right. Dude.
Much like the oppressed have been.
Yeah.
For years.
I felt it for the first time. I was on the floor and I went, I get it.
Yeah. I finally get it.
And then I did 4 more days at that
and basked in the adulation of those who enjoyed my N-word usage.
There was that fun panic of Brendan when I was like, oh, great, they're putting it out. And he was like, putting it out?
I did have...
Did you think that was just burned on the spot? They were selling it as an NFT?
He was hoping it was a Cash Digital exclusive.
No. I knew they were going to put it out, but I was like, oof. You know, you get
You
the-
said, should I text them? So it was definitely not a thought.
Yeah, you're right. I was like, should I tell them to take that down? But...
Nah, not yet. Just when you get hired for literally anything.
I was just shouting.
Imagine Bird Dogs contacts them. They're like, Brendan, we're pulling the commercial.
All right. I'm not afraid of the industry, man. The industry of bird dogs.
That's right. All right, Mathoni. Are old people cute or slow, annoying, and mostly racist in general?
I think old people can be very cute.
I like old people. They got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
I like learning about somebody's, like, especially someone that isn't, you know, a famous person, like just a regular old person.
How old?
There was a person when I did McGuire's that was 92 in the front row.
Wow.
And I'm like,
92.
I'm so fascinated by everything. Like, I want to know about, like, what life was like the amount of shit that you've seen, the wars you've served in, the things you used to did for work.
I'm cool with that as long as the pace of the conversation is like this. Like, I can't talk to an old person who's like, and when I was a
see, I
was laughing at him because he was saying, I was like, where do you, because he was with his wife still, and they've been married 60-something years, and they were this cute little old, they look like, you know.
I love that.
And I go, where do you two live? And he was like, Mutton Town. And I was like, that's a town that hasn't existed since you were a kid. I
mean, yeah.
I go to Mutton Town and put a nickel in the old Nickelodeon and watch one of the plays.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't care for old people all that much. I mean, I do think they're valuable.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, I'm one of those where I will demand and be incredulous that I don't have the respect I feel I deserve when I am old. Mm. But now I'm like, I'm going to kick your rickety body down a flight of steps.
Of course. Whatever age I am is the most important age.
Yeah. It's the only age. It's the only age. Right now, I can't believe people don't have more respect for 36-year-olds.
Isn't it weird, though, that, like, because I still, this is a comedy thing, but, like, you think of the class, like, you're in school. I just equate anybody that's been doing comedy since when I started as my age, you know?
Right, yeah.
Not, like, it's crazy to think that it's like you're 3 years older than me. You're 6 years older than him. Like, that's such a difference. It's like he was in college when you were in middle school.
What?
You were in college when he was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think it's
really not,
cool.
though, because that's just like the linear progression of things, you know?
Yeah, I guess none of it really matters.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I feel like Feeney's trying to do something to me right now.
I see something's happening. Your finger is pulling that cord.
I do this every time I'm living.
Your knuckles are red right now.
That's because they're pulsing. Ready to kiss.
I think old people are cute, but I always find a problem when people talk to them like they're cute or treat them cutely. Like my sister does that a lot. She's always like, hi, Grandpa. And I was like, he was a detective for an arson unit.
He killed someone in the war.
You know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't dislike old people. Maybe I dislike the frame that they've been given. Because especially like old ladies that go to live shows love me. Like they always love me. They have a great time. And then,
as you remind them of their grandson.
I remind them of the guy they tried to fuck in the 20s that like wasn't fit to be their husband. So they went and got the guy who had a union job. That's exactly what I remind them of. And they
look like my Chester,
but it's always some dippy asshole that's like my age or younger that is like, you can't say that to Nana. Like, stop it. And Nana's like, I was fucking dabbing my forehead with cum during the prohibition.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, they were adults at one point.
Yeah, during the 20s. I mean, like back then, all that shit when like cocaine was first invented by a doctor and they thought it was good for you, they were literally like shoving it up their asshole and then nursing their kids.
Yeah,
they were partying.
Can I take a detour and say something that was funny? As I was checking the comments on a YouTube video or whatever, and somebody went, we were talking about something and someone went, what a weird thing to be mad at. And now I'm just like, oh, that's the show.
That's podcasting in general, you stupid idiot.
Yeah.
What was the thing?
It was the impression, the thing that you sent us where like they posted on the thing. It was the of you going like, if you're an impressionist, you fucking die.
Yeah. Listen, none of this, yet all of it, am I actively mad at. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not even in my thing until somebody brings it up, and then I decide that I've always been mad at it for a long time.
It's fun to be mad
at
things.
You need us to explain it. It stinks. It stinks that we have to explain it to some duds.
Yeah, I'm sick of people being like, whatever, even though that's my whole thing.
That is your credo.
It's like you're a mirror. Whoa. A mirror staring back at me. But, I was on TikTok, and they're doing a live thing of the Rittenhouse trial, and I'm looking at all the comments, and someone just goes, who cares? Move on.
I mean,
that's actually the funniest thing. Yeah.
But like, seriously.
Boo.
Boo. Move on.
Didn't we get over this? Haven't we decided?
It's just,
it's both so of them funny. Were at fault. This guy just walked.
It's so funny to just go at everything with that opinion.
It's pretty
Who
fun.
Cares?
Who cares? I mean, I tried that last night with Bobby on the pod when he brought up the Jay and Tim thing, and I was like, I don't care. And he's like, well, we must.
Yeah, we really.
Yeah, he was like, I don't care if you care. This is my show. And you're like, all right.
He had a point, though, there where it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, then I guess I have to talk about it.
Okay, then here's all my solidified opinions about it.
All right, Jennifer DeCroz. Hey, boys, I got one for you. If you had to take a body part or physical feature to replace one of yours from each of your co-hosts, what would it be?
I would take your penises. Got that out of the way. Anyway, what would I really take? From your co-host. Your hair, for sure. That would be the... Does it have to be like a limb?
No, a body feature.
I don't like that you both are just staring at my hair.
I'm trying to break it down physically to see if there's anything I can rummage.
Yeah, I did that real quick with you, and I was like, your hair?
Oh, I know. I know. The only good thing on Feeny is his knees. I'll take his knees.
You got good knees?
I don't have bad knees.
They're not bad, and yours have to be sustaining a lot of pressure.
Load-bearing. So
every once in a while, my legs really start.
Even Colossus felt the weight of the world.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You got to take Mike's ass.
Yeah, you got a great ass. Yeah.
Or eyelashes. You could use my eyelashes. You have good ones already.
Yeah, I would like a little bit darker eyelashes, but I'm just accepting that this is who I am.
Sure.
I look like fucking Jesse Plemons. What would I take from you? You got great eyebrow. I like your hair, too. Both your hair. Just hair would be great.
I was going to say your hair's looking thick.
Thanks,
today.
Dude. Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, everybody.
Does you have a better angle?
I had a,
there's a clearing on your side
of
the wood.
Really look. If you stare,
yeah. It's there's
a little thicket right in the middle.
The forest was thinned out.
I see.
There's six trees in the front, six trees in the back.
Yeah,
and they get some slashing.
They're really building a mall on the top of my head.
Yeah, let's just say there's no more Christmas trees in the middle of that forest.
Yeah,
they've all been shipped downstate.
Yeah,
this looks like when Scar took over Pride Rock.
That actually does look like the elephant graveyard.
What's next?
You guys wouldn't take anything from me?
I would take...
Yeah, I know, it's...
You know what I'd take? Your eyes.
My eyes.
Not your, oh, I not gonna, your I eyelids say that. And brows.
No, color.
But just eye the
color.
Eye
yeah,
color.
Not the surrounding area of your eyes that totally overshadows the good of your eye, but
thank
I would
you.
Take
Which one's
your
my
ball.
Camera? Camera two? Three?
I would take your eyeball.
You take my eyeball?
Eyeball.
Cool. Maybe I'll donate them when I'm done.
When I'm done.
When I'm done with them.
Maybe your asshole.
Kidding. Okay.
Okay. Next question. From Jennifer DeCroze. Oh, one more. I mean, and she has much more than one.
She has so
it's
many.
A little mushy.
Let's go. Let's get serious.
When was the last time one of your co-hosts did something that made you really emotional and proud of them?
Okay. I like that. Sometimes a lot of times, well, every once in a while.
Once.
One time.
That's all it asks for is one time.
No, every once in a while I'll think about you and crew and I'll really just go. And I've texted you when I think about that maybe once. But I was like, I didn't want to overbear it to you, but even though you'd probably love to hear it.
Overstate it? Yeah. No.
But I'm like, he's a really good dad. He's a good guy.
I never say this
really
to his face,
great
but
dad.
A great dad, a great kid.
He's never texted me that.
I did text you that.
Never.
Yes, I have.
No.
Yes, I have.
Never.
I went, hey, I wanted to tell you this. Yes, I have, dude.
When? you thought about it, for sure. No. That's very nice of you to think that.
It's,
but
it's more insulting that you don't remember it, but I'm taking that on the chin because I'll tell you right now, I think you're a great dad. And
which
I think
chin?
About it a lot.
What chin?
Well, all chins. I'm taking it on every chin.
I love how I said it was both the same insult, but yeah, different.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Which one? What chin?
It's all of my chins. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
And as for Feeny, I like that you always have vanilla Oreos.
Yeah, you got emotional the last time you had them.
No, I'm always like, Feeny's a really good friend, man.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a really good friend.
That's right. I would say for Brendan, quitting drinking, for sure, and stopping and keeping to that and just being able to, like, you know, go through the ebb and flow, ups and downs of that. That's pretty big. Was this your first Gangfest not drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough,
it
man.
It was fucking hard.
It was hard for me, too. And I've been and that was my second one, but obviously the gap year or whatever without that pressure of, like, being in that environment, I forgot. But also what reminded me that I never want to drink again was half of the fucking look-through-their-eyebrow sociopaths that 100%. Were just breathing fucking whiskey into my nose.
Yeah, dude. When I, at the end of Skankfest, when I was just getting my check, and some guy was like, some guy just walked right up to me and, like, whispered in my ear. He was like, if they're not going to allow blackface at the face painting, they have to put that down, right? And I was like, totally. I just kept walking. I was like, all right, man. Just whiskey breath.
I mean, he is right to expect that.
I got it. I was like, yeah, yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I mean, that feels like something that when you tell Lewis, he's going to go, oh, that was, of course.
Yeah, next year, face paint, only blackface.
Yeah.
We have red, brown, and white. That's it. That's the only color. And for Feeny, it was a personal conversation that we recently had that I will not get into, but just simply the sharing and communicating that we had was a legitimate big moment, and I felt very good. Like, I felt good that you shared and opened up in that in that way. It made me emotional.
I felt good that you were receptive to that.
Yeah.
And also that I always think about that episode of Irish.
We should do this every week.
Of Irish Goodbye.
I don't know if I could handle that, man. I would love it, but I, you know.
Yeah.
That episode of Irish, you're crying. Squeezing your fingers together.
Are you okay?
He just caught me do that once. I haven't been doing that the entire time.
Uh-huh. You're still doing it. I was gonna say the episode of Irish Goodbye when Crew was born.
Yeah.
And that was the one that was like a pretty big emotional moment too. It was like that was like the end of old Mike Cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a very tangible switch that went off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was pretty much when Nicole showed me the piss covered stick. That just said, but also then New Orleans was the official wave goodbye at the dock to me, you know, to that me. I was just like, all right. Good to see you.
That's cool.
Have fun on that island.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was listening to Ron White was talking about how he's he stopped drinking because it was a more of a doctor mandate than
for
a decision.
Sure. Yeah.
But he was like the way he was talking about how he's like, I still microdose, I'm so high and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he talks about being like, he was like, I still love drinking. He's like, I look at it like everybody is allotted a certain amount of drinks they're allowed to have over the course of their life. He's like, and I fucked up and drank all mine, so I can't even enjoy it. I drank mine too soon.
Yeah,
he's like, I can't even enjoy it for the rest of my life. He's like, there's nothing hilarious I would look to do is just sit with it. But he said that the pandemic is what really fucked him up, because he was like, the tequila bottle went from like the liquor cabinet to the kitchen table to the side
to
table.
Bedside.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I remember that. I remember at like... even college, when you think you're just the man, you just drink so much, it's like, so it's cool.
Yeah.
I remember like having a fucking gin and tonic next to my bed during like Saturday night, whatever, and just waking up and being like hungover and like falling back asleep drunk. So I'm like tapering off, not realizing that it's full alcohol practice.
Oh my God.
I also want to say, because just before we get too far past it, I didn't say a nice thing about you.
Oh, okay.
Merry Christmas.
Is this the Thanksgiving episode?
Actually, this probably.
Wow.
Oh no, it would have already came out.
Oh, all right.
Thanksgiving came out, but there was a time that when we went to Jamaica that you watched the Jeet and the Cats, which the Cats were like, I mean, literally going to be at the end of their life. It was like the last month of their life.
Oh,
and then like the misery that Erica and I had on like a 6 month run of like every day dealing with these violently sick cats and a new dog and just like the stress and pressure of that. And then you watching the animals for that weekend or those 4 days, like allowing us to get out of town and like have a mental reset and also come to the mental conclusion to like have to put them down was like so invaluable that I was like,
it was good looking to what he was dealing with for months. I remember Sekulow calling me and being like,
I can't believe he lives like this, man.
It's brutal. It was brutal. Cat shit just everywhere.
Cat, not, and the shit not everywhere. Puke.
Puke.
And then, like, and then
every, and the, diarrhea.
And in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., dead asleep, and then you just shooting out of bed to trying to find out where it is and hopefully it's not on something important.
You know exactly what it is too. You're like, oh fuck.
Which, by the way, I haven't said it, but that's been part of my life for the last 2 weeks is Lenny is just having like uncontrollable seizures all the time now. And it often it often happens when he's like sleeping between my leg and then he gets electrocuted, flies off the bed and just tremors for a while on the floor in the most terrifying way at 3:30 a.m. and spray pisses everywhere. And then Nicole and I have to like clean it up while just being like, while trying to remind him that he's on Earth. And then, and then crew is up like 30 minutes later being like, well, that's rage. And we're like,
awesome. It was, I mean, Eric and I went so long without getting like a full night's sleep. It was like crazy, dude.
I was also getting like allergies like a mug.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm allergic to cats. I own two.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I listened to the album. I heard it.
And thus puts a nice bow on the friendship portion.
That is,
of the
that
show.
Is interesting. That it just shut.
I've hold never both been hands proud right
of
now.
You.
I've
never been proud of you, and I hope you cease to make me proud from here forth. From here to forth.
Well, good. Because I will.
No, and also I like when Brendan sticks up for himself. I like when somebody fucks with Brendan, and he immediately is like, "Nope, I've actually I've developed this type of boundary, and there's certain place and context for this type of behavior and people." But when you're an outsider and you try to replicate what we do on the show or what we do as friends or whatever, just have that familiarity, it's like you got to know that it's not cool. And it took us all a long time to create that boundary. Yeah. You the longest. Yeah. But you got there and you're doing it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So. And that's the episode.
Go to heresthescenario.com for everything this podcast. Subscribe on iTunes. Write a review. Rate the pod. Those are the free things that you can do that really are substantial to us. Subscribe on YouTube. Write the review. Share it with your friends. Again, all of this completely free for you, but it's currency to us. It helps spread the word of the show. It gets it out there to other people on the algorithm that may not be familiar with us or the premise of the show. I have to up my parking. And and then you can find all of our social media there as well at heresthescenario.com and our Patreon. If you love the show, if you want to support us, if you want more content from us, we do two bonus episodes every single week. We do one that is similar to this show, a bit looser, and then we do a Blunts with the Boys, our Friday heading into the weekend show where, you guessed it, we're actively smoking pot on camera and have been incriminating ourselves well before it was legal.
In public. And, children are on tape.
So many kids. And sometimes twerking at us. And we are just dealing with it, and it's a super fun show. It's probably the Patreon favorite. And then all of our additional individual content, as well as shit that we do together in various combinations, patreon.com/scenariopod. Nicole, the producer, has been absolutely crushing it. She's our main dog, and she's a part of the fam. So follow her also at Nicole C. Lyons on Instagram.
And we just found out what the C stands for on Snarky this past week.
Clam.
Do you know what it stands for?
Catherine.
Do you know what it stands for?
Cunt.
Stands for camo croquis, which is something that Nicole stole as a child, and it is one of the most upstate wild. You know what croquis are?
What?
Those things that hold your sunglasses.
Oh.
Yeah. What? It's a ridiculous story that everybody, it's worth listening to the episode of Snarky just to unpack all of what she did as a child. She also was in a car seat until she was about 13.
She still should be.
Just Nicole.
She was sitting next to crew, and I was like, his legs are longer than hers.
What? You were in a car seat at 13?
It was too long. I don't remember how old it was.
Listen to, I think it was the most recent episode, right?
Well, because nowadays you have to be like a certain size. Like, they used to put fucking six-year-olds in the back seat or the front seat with like a loose seatbelt and be like, you know, best of luck. Now it's like, yeah, you can't be like facing forward until you're a certain weight. You can't be in the front seat. You have to have a booster seat. Like, you have to be like a lot of like 10-year-olds.
Whoa.
Still in like, at least that like booster thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's on episode 7. We talk about it. It's a wild thing to unpack.
That's
very
awesome.
Very fun though.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, check out Snarky if you guys haven't listened to that yet. That's also free. And we do a bonus thing for the Patreon every single week, which is we just answer Patreon topics and they're all fun. And actually, one of the topics is one of this past week's, or one that we just recorded, was about people that think that they're like boys with us and then make fun of us online thinking that they're part of the group. So yeah, that gets discussed as well.
My arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Also, if you're feeling up to it, follow me and Feeny on Twitch, twitch.tv/sags2riches and twitch.tv/nyfreshmaker.
When is this? This comes out December 1st, Nicole?
Yeah.
Can you guys please do your very best if you're in the West Coast to come to Seattle Laughs? I will be there 4 shows, the 10th and 11th. Casey Balsham's going to be there with me, which is fantastic.
Oh, nice. So cool.
That's also my birthday weekend. So, and Erica's going to come out. It's going to be a fun weekend. So just come for sure. Come to that. I want to sell some tickets. And then the next week I'll be at Uncle Vinny's. And then New Year's Eve, I'll be at Mohegan Sun headlining Thursday weekend. And then I'm coming to Boston in January. So please, for the love of God, come to Laughs Boston.
Hell yeah. Beautiful. Wilmington, North Carolina, Dead Crow Comedy Club, December 10th.
Love that room.
Through the 11th. I've never been there. Very excited to do the weekend.
They actually just redid their whole room. So I'm excited to hear how the new, like, how it looks now.
Nice.
They did a whole remodel during pandemic.
Yeah. Sag Daddy is coming down as well. That's going to be a super fun weekend. So be sure to come out to that. And then January 6th through the 8th, I'm coming to Austin, Tejas. I'm doing The Creek in the Cave and Rogan.
You were just telling us.
Yeah,
right,
like
now,
by the way, I'm doing Rogan. Like,
whoa, yeah. Cool.
I'm not, but you know, just speak it into the universe. Why
shoot
not?
Shoot him a fucking DM, dude.
I'll just shoot him a D.
He checks.
All right. I'm doing Rogan.
Do we have one more question or anything?
We have a bunch more. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think we have some. Oh, Jennifer DeCroze, if I may interject one of my own. She actually said this about Emotional and Proud of Us. I can't remember what podcast I heard this, so I might not have the details right. But one time, I think Feeny said he was riding the train with Sags, and he confronted a crazy person bothering a lady on the train. Once he turns his attention to him, he swishes his iced coffee around and says, "What are you gonna do?"
Yeah, I talked about that on Real Ass Podcast recently.
What are you gonna do?
She said, earlier that week, a crazy person at 7-Eleven pointed a sword at me with crazy eyes and said, "I'm gonna eat that pussy."
Whoa.
Damn, Brendan, where were you?
Yeah.
I hate
Brendan
to tell
to go,
you this.
What are you gonna do?
He was the guy with the
sword.
I
was the guy with the sword. And then when she's like, "Please don't," I went, "What are you gonna do?"
All right, so let's go to the big book of Hafen.
Of Queef.
If you were to give one person you know an award for something, who would it be?
We did this.
Damn.
All right. I'm all for taking a highlighter to all of the questions that we've already done.
Throw a pen this way, Nicole.
Yeah.
Let's black them out with Sharpies.
Let's go. Don't black them out, but like.
No. The book needs
just put
to
a
be
little check.
Unusable.
If you could erase any one murder from history, which would it be?
Wow.
Any one
How
murder.
About every part of that, Nicole, huh? What is the question?
If you can,
don't do that.
If you can erase,
I just cross it out.
No, just put a check.
Cross it out.
Just put like a dot or something. Don't ruin the book,
right,
please.
Through it. There you go.
who would I? What murder would I stop?
If
probably
not.
The murder of Luis Gomez's parents,
so that he wouldn't be involved in
so
comedy.
He wouldn't build an empire.
Yeah. He wouldn't build an empire.
So then you'd have nowhere to go.
Yeah. So I would maybe work in an office.
Yeah.
Wow, that would actually just reverberate through comedy.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, Brendan's next highest comedy festival credit would be Hoboken Comedy Festival.
See, I'm actually going to.
Are you doing Hoboken?
Never. I'm going the opposite.
Off my website.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I am
cleaning.
Let's get past this.
I can't. I
and into can't. The thing that you're going to say.
I'm going now. The opposite way. I think Brendan would actually be positively impacted because then he would have no place to say an N-word and he'd still be up for better jobs and show business.
Just have a show.
I'd still have a place to say the N-word, but it wouldn't be recorded live. Come on.
You're on Compound?
If you had to change citizenship, which country would you want to become a citizen of?
Italy.
Greece.
Italy.
Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Switzerland.
You talk so much about Switzerland.
You've it's never beautiful. Been
only
there.
Only seen it on Instagram.
Have you ever been
Do you there? Have plans to go?
No. I don't know. Not as of now.
Go this
one day.
Like not even an active desire?
Go.
No, I want to go, yeah.
How about this?
But I don't have any
You're
plans
going to Switzerland to. In 2022.
No. I'll make that decision.
What a dumb, stupid...
You're a fucking asshole. it's unbelievable. motivating friend.
Not motivating to me. That's like...
How about
you know
he just
like,
go... But no.
I just gave
it's
you,
not like what you're going
to
say.
I just gave you 13 months to save up $700.
Well, and he also just said, how about this? Why don't you go in 2022? And yeah, you just go, no.
No.
Like as if he's putting unfair pressure on you to follow your dream.
Yeah, I didn't say go or we're shaving your head.
I have an idea. I'm going to go in 2022. Brilliant idea, Brendan.
It's so doable.
I just want to do
so
it
doable.
Because I want to do it. I don't want to be motivated.
Right,
it's
but
the
you
same
do
You need motivation
like
when, for no, every single
yeah,
thing that you do.
Self-motivation.
But you don't
right,
have
but
that.
You'll be dead by the time you get it together to
yeah.
go to sleep. Uh-uh.
You don't nope. have self-motivation.
I'm getting
You could
I'm
die tomorrow.
Thinner. Yeah, that's true. Right now, it's just not a part of my plan. Okay.
What is your plan?
He has zero plan, and that's the plan.
I'm not going to tell you guys my plan.
The old go with the flow technique until we're 36.
Oh, come on. You don't know anything about me.
Yeah, also, that one hit a little too close to home.
You said you had go with the flow until 36. You're 33.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, I still got time with the flow.
Mine would be Ireland in a heartbeat. I would Ireland's love to great. Live in Ireland. I would feel like I was a part of my people. It would yeah. just, it suits me, the weather, the everything. Like, I mean, it would probably get a little tough. It's so wet. But
to both of his hands.
It would probably be a little tough to be in that much gloom, I guess.
Yeah,
like I'd, over
a lot
and over
of
again.
Gloom.
Ireland's a great place to visit.
I'd probably start drinking again.
A week or so, but being there for like a month would be tough. Being yeah. in the south of Italy for a month.
I was there for 10 days and I was like, I want to go home.
I want to go home.
I want to go home.
I was there for 2 weeks and I loved it.
Cool. That's really your place. Ireland would be cool. Maybe London.
London.
Living in
London. London is Ireland without the hospitality.
Yeah. It's just, but also more comedy.
Yeah.
So if you're like doing that.
Or maybe Australia. I've never been there.
Oh, man. I saw Mike get that accent ready to go and then stop.
Did you see me twist my jaw?
And your eyebrows went up as if you were going to talk. You were like,
no,
I just couldn't think of anything to say in the accent. I wanted to. It was in my heart.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. If you could be married anywhere in the world, where would the wedding take place?
Greece.
Mykonos.
Disney World. I'm that kind of guy.
I
want a Disney themed wedding.
I could see you with a Disney themed wedding. Also, you're the only one of us that has never gotten married yet. So where, not where do you want to in terms of a practical place, but if you were to get married soon, what would your dream situation be?
That's hard, man.
In the pit of a Blink 182
Jones Beach Theater.
Just while they're just the cyclone is around them. Do you, Brendan?
The whole band has to be together. Yeah. They did it for me. They're all wearing tuxes. I don't know. If I had all the money in the world.
Yeah. Resources are not an option.
All the money in the world, I would go to like Italy or Greece and pay for all my friends to come out. And just kind of have that party at like the side of a mountain looking out into the fucking water and all that shit.
Beautiful.
That's so okay. So it's not a beach wedding. It's like a cliff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cliff with white chairs.
A lot of white.
All right.
Yeah.
As far as
talking about the guest list.
As far as attire and hoods.
Little red, little black.
Mostly white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I would go.
Okay.
Pay for everybody. If money, I'd make everybody, I'd buy suits that were white for everybody. It would
white.
Be fucking cool.
Would you do it? So it would be white suits. It wouldn't be like the flowy linen outfits that people wear in like Yumi and Dupree.
Oh, actually, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that is so up maybe, your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I would do if I
you
had
being Dupree?
I would do the beach from the movie The Beach, but all of the guests had to get there like the guests of the beach.
Oh,
like
they have to do the trust
jump. A waterfall. Yeah. They had to go through a pot field that had monkeys with AK-47s.
Those were Thai people.
Little monkeys running around.
What about you?
I think like the more I think about it, the more I think I had the ideal for me type of wedding, you know, yeah. Like in upstate at a place where you're like, you could do mushrooms and hang out with just all those people. I just like, I'm more of the people thing than I am of setting.
Yeah.
But, and my honeymoon was fucking ridiculous. Like my life should not include a honeymoon to Bali. Like that's insane that we got to do that. So
yeah,
it's like that
cool.
Entire package together is pretty awesome.
Wow.
My wedding was almost like it was like Tuscany light because the vineyard, it was like getting married at a vineyard out in Long Island that has like, it's like an Italian Tuscan style themed place. So it's got like the roof. It was very Italy-ish, but it
that's
was out,
cool.
You know, North Fork of Long Island. And also just throwing, like the way Erica and I looked at it, it was like, let's just throw a fucking 10-hour rager and just like just watch everybody get shit. Like my dad's like tap dancing on the fucking thing.
I almost got Feeny's parents back together.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He almost did a reverse parents trap.
It was unreal, dude. I was like gathering everybody around boozing. I was a great drinker.
Whoa.
But Feeny's wedding also had a lot of white.
Yeah. We had a mix.
I meant people.
Yeah. I want to ask a question.
There was one guy. He was mixed.
Was there any... I don't want to ask this.
All right.
I was going to ask, was there anyone there that now you're like, why was that guy at my...
Probably like...
Like any comics?
Yeah, probably like 11 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
if I had
so
it...
so funny.
I think there's like 4 comics that were there that don't even do comedy. I don't know if they do comedy, or if they do, it's like not in New York, or some of them have moved. It's... My guest list would be very different now. Just you know, 6 years later, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's very different. It's funny how, like, I also was looking, though, one time at, like, a picture of my parents' wedding, and there was, like, you know, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids and stuff, and I was going, like, who is this? Like, my mom's maid of honor is somebody I had never heard of or met. And she was like, oh, yeah, we were good friends that summer, you know? Like, it's just like... It's all who's
be grateful though that you weren't good friends with us, because that is an expense that you may not have been able to incur.
Probably
like
not.
It being in a wedding part, being invited to a wedding is an imposition at just go. Being a part of the wedding is like asking you to spend a cool $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, to mention right. the fact that I guarantee Brendan for both of our weddings would have been like, I can't financially swing it, and then would have been like hosting shows at New York that weekend, and that somehow would have made me very angry.
Yeah.
Why? If I can't afford it and then I'm taking jobs, why does that make you angry?
You would know why.
Well, if it was now, I mean, of course I'm there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
Nicole's there.
I think I'm fucking there.
Nicole would be in a gray suit part of my wedding party.
Yeah. Nicole 100%. Would be in a rat mascot. Like, it just shows her head, her face.
Oh, man. I would love for you to wear like a Crocodile Dundee rat hat with it just spread out like it's a rug with its tail on the back.
Yeah. Fucking leopard print vest.
I often forget Nicole is here because I see no sign of her behind. No. She's behind a 8-foot-high desk.
She's in the van outside the bank.
What? That's the episode,
Bye.
Everybody. Here's the scenario.com for all things show. Patreon.com/scenariopod. We love you. See you next week.
Here's the Scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The Scenario.